Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inside the Boards Study Smarter series, dedicated to helping you learn to think like a question writer so you can study smarter, not harder, and succeed on your exam.
Welcome to the Inside the Boards Study Smarter series. My name is Sarah Romani, and today's topic is going to be immunology pharmacology. Moving on to our next question dissection. Which immunosuppressant was she prescribed? Diving into the whole question stem. A 55-year-old female presents for a follow-up after her liver transplant, complaining of swollen gums and male pattern hair growth. She has a history of portal hypertension and liver cirrhosis and heart failure. She has been taking cyclosporine for the past 6 months post-transplant in order to avoid organ rejection. Her physician decides to switch her over to a similar immunosuppressive medication without these particular side effects. Which immunosuppressant was she prescribed? Our answer choices: A, sirolimus; B, glucocorticoids; C, basalizumab; D, azathioprine; E, tacrolimus. And the correct answer is E, tacrolimus. Tacrolimus is a calcineurin inhibitor that binds to FK506 binding protein, and it blocks the T-cell activation, which prevents interleukin-2 transcription. It's highly nephrotoxic and carries an increased risk of diabetes. Tacrolimus is often used for immunosuppression to prevent transplant rejection. Topical tacrolimus can be used for severe atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema.
All right, everyone, that is it for today. Join us next time for even more high-yield learning.